Hey guys, welcome to the program. This is the Abuse Prevention Project with your host Davey Aiken, and this is episode 12. I just wanted to talk a little bit about private parts. So, you know, somebody asked something on Facebook about what they could do as a young, you know, as their kids are young, to be able to kind of prevent things happening when they get older, and, you know, small steps they can take. And one of the things I suggested is something that we learned as we were kind of helping and journeying with our kids through their counseling experiences, that, you know, with your arms, you have fingers and toes and forearms and biceps, and with your legs, you have quadriceps and calves and toes and feet and heels and all the things that we call them. But why do we give funny names to a child's private area? A lot of parents do this, and the problem with that is that predators can kind of use that against them. And they, you know, if you as a parent or a teacher or anything like that come to them and ask them, you know, has anybody touched you in your private area or on your penis or vagina, they may say no, because they may call it something completely different, you know, a nickname, you could, you know, whatever that may be. But what we learned is that the best thing that you can do is, even when you're giving them a bath when they're a toddler or whatever, you wash their entire body and you say, I'm going to wash your penis, I'm going to wash your vagina now. And just know, mommy and daddy are the only people that can do this, and we're going to wash. And, you know, and as they get older, the best thing to do is, when they start really understanding, is that if they're still at the age, is to, you know, go ahead and let them know, hey, is it okay if I do this? Just as a way to, like, they need to understand that they're in control of their body, and they'd be able to have the power of no. I just think that that's a really important thing. So to call it what it is will really set yourself up and your kids up to be able to, this is so horrible and nasty to think about, but if somebody ever came up to them and, you know, wanted to touch them, they could scream and run away saying, this man tried to touch me on my penis or my vagina. And that one really could potentially help them get away from that predator, or, you know, be able to talk about, you know, if they come home from school or someone touched them inappropriately. So penis and vagina is not a taboo word. It's just what they're called, and they're scientifically called. So as parents, let's call them that. And I know this was only like a very, very short podcast, but I thought after, you know, answering that question on Facebook, I think that that needed to be shared, because that even surprised me as we were going through counseling. So you want your kids to be raised in a way that they're, you know, empowered, and they understand that they get to say no to their bodies, and that their bodies are their own as they get older. Now I understand, you know, the biblical truth, and the thing they'll learn is that, you know, the body is the temple and stuff like that they'll learn when they get older. But for right now, the important thing is when they're one or two or whatever, that they start learning and not get embarrassed by what the medical terms are for the private parts in their body. So anyways, if you want, you can check out the website at www.theabusepreventionproject.com. And I have a lot of videos on there, suggested videos about education, about data, and, you know, social media, all those types of things on there. You can also find our podcasts on there, but we're also on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, you know, all the different ways. I also wanted to ask, for if you have any questions, like hard questions, like this person asked on Facebook, or something that you may be uncomfortable to ask in public or to your church, like, feel free to email me, because I love answering questions. My email is daveaiken123@gmail.com. Again, that's Dave Aiken, DaveAkin, and the number is 123@gmail.com. And if you have a listener questions and you want to, you know, go there, comment. If you really enjoy the program, one thing that I'm really bad about not asking for is, please rate the show 5 stars. Not for, you know, my benefit or even the ministry's benefit, but what it can do, well, it is a benefit in a way, is it can get more listeners and get out more out front on iTunes, so that more people can hear it and be helped by the ministry that I'm doing through the Abuse Prevention Project. So if you like the show, if everybody who listens to it really does enjoy it, it would be huge if you could rate it 5 stars and leave a little comment and even subscribe so that you could keep up with new episodes that are coming in the future. So, but thank you so much, guys. Stay in touch, and we'll see you on the next episode. Thanks. Bye.